Now, once again, the EU is taking on a global tech giant, and once again, Competition Commissioner Margrethe Vestager has announced a major antitrust investigation into Amazon. I'm joined by our business editor, Will Goodbody, for more on this. What is this investigation about, Will?
Well, Anya, as users of Amazon will know, the company runs a platform from where independent third-party retailers can sell their goods to a huge audience of people who use it. But Amazon also sells goods itself on the same platform. And what has been troubling the European Commission for some time is the question of whether Amazon, given the powerful position it has, is using the massive amounts of data that it has access to about what those independent third-party retailers are selling in an anti-competitive way to better its own position, and whether this amounts to a breach of competition rules. Now, the Commission has been conducting preliminary inquiries into this issue since September last year, talking to retailers and manufacturers. In particular, merchants have complained about harm caused by Amazon copies of their products. This morning, the Commission said that its preliminary findings indicate that Amazon appears to use competitively sensitive information about marketplace sellers, their products and transactions on the marketplace. And so it's announced it's moving to a formal competition probe because it says it wants to ensure that anti-competitive behaviour does not undermine the retail and price competition brought about by e-commerce. It's specifically looking at two issues. The first is about the standard agreements with marketplace sellers. The second is an issue around the buy box. This is the button that you click when you're buying something on the site. Now, the opening of a formal investigation like this doesn't prejudge its outcome, of course, but if fault is found, then the fine by the EU can reach up to 10% of sales. And there is no specific timeline on these things, but as we know from the Apple and Google cases, for example, they usually run for many months.
And indeed, it's another example, isn't it, of the EU, despite some pressure, continuing to lead the way in taking on the tech giants and trying to enforce regulation and fines and all the rest.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the latest salvo, really, by European Competition Commissioner Margrethe Vestager, as you say, against US big tech firms operating in Europe. As we know, Google, Facebook and Apple have also been regular targets of regulators in Brussels over the past 5 years that Ms. Vestager has been in office. Google, for example, has been hit with a combined $9.5 billion in antitrust fines, while Apple has been scrutinised over its tax arrangements, as we know well here with Ireland, and fined $13 billion. Facebook was fined $110 million in 2017 for giving misleading information during a vetting of its deal to acquire WhatsApp. And of course, Amazon itself in 2017 was ordered to pay back taxes of about 250 million euros to Luxembourg because of illegal tax breaks. And it also settled with Brussels over its distribution deals with ebook publishers in Europe. And the stakes for digital companies are very high because any action by the Commission that has an impact on their business models, which is fundamentally based on data accumulation, that can be very serious. And I think that, you know, when the current European Commission comes to an end on October 31st, many senior executives in these big tech firms won't exactly be sending a thank you bunch of flowers or a parting gift to Commissioner Vestager as she
Yeah, and we'll watch
door.
That space, though. She could still be playing an important role. She definitely is one to watch in Europe at the moment. What's interesting about all this, Will, is that what the US reaction will be, because we know that President Trump isn't a fan of these big tech companies, but equally, he's not a fan of European regulation and attempts by the Europeans, if you like, to put some manners on this digital market.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, so far Amazon hasn't said very much. It said in a statement it'll cooperate fully with the European Commission and continue working to support businesses of all sizes and help them grow. The US hasn't said very much so far, though. Although, as you say, a few weeks ago, President Trump did accuse Commissioner Vestager of hating the US, which is quite a strong term. Interestingly, though, this announcement from the EU Commission came just hours after Amazon announced that it had reached a deal with Germany's antitrust authority to overhaul its terms of service for third-party merchants. So it really seems to be getting it from all sides on this.
All right, Will, thank you very much indeed. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.